You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. 6:06 now on a Wednesday morning. It's November 19th, 2025, and it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, or coming this way by social media, podcast, however you did it. We're glad you did it on a Wednesday, halfway through the week. Appreciate you being here today. I got a question for you. Where would you take a first-time visitor to Wisconsin? If you could go anywhere in the state, you know, you pick the time of year, you know, you don't, money's not necessarily an object. Just what's the one thing you would really want to show off to a friend? Or maybe you're like me. All your coworkers are distance. Everything's done through Zoom, you know, nationwide. You never see each other. And one of them is finally coming to Wisconsin. Where do you go with them? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What's prompting this? Jason Kelce is the former Philadelphia Eagle, brother of the more famous Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, soon to be Mr. Travis Taylor Swift. His brother Jason, they do a podcast. They do, you know, plenty of network football analysis, Jason does. And during the recent Packer game at Lambeau Field, a night game, so Jason Kelce was there with the crew. And as part of, you know, doing his due diligence about Wisconsin, he decided to explore parts of the state. Parker Olson is producing this here shindig down in Madison Studio A2. And Parker, did you get a chance to read about some of what Jason Kelce had to say about his trip to Wisconsin?
I heard a little bit. I heard his tum-tum was a little confused, Pat.
Look, I've lived in Wisconsin for decades. My tummy still gets a little confused at all that we have here. Tony says, I have not been to it yet, but I would say jump around at Camp Randall or Lambeau Field if you were bringing a visitor. I can totally see both of those.
Yeah, jump around's fun. I've not been to a game at Lambeau, though.
You have to go.
I know. I am well aware of that.
Yep. And go in any way, shape, or form that you can, because what I mean by that is a friend said, hey, I got a couple of Packers tickets last season. And folks who might not remember, I told the story last year, and we get to the stadium and he shows the tickets and he goes, yeah, here's the seat here, or here's the seats. And I don't know what this means next to it. SRO. And I said, well, that means we don't have seats. That's standing room only.
Yep.
We're standing in the bowl in the back of the section. And at first he was all apologetic and everything. He's like, oh, I had no idea. It was the best. It was the best because you're not in the middle of a row someplace and you can come and go as you please. And you're on your feet so often anyway for a Packer game.
That's true.
Not having a seat is not the worst thing in the world. So anyway, Lambeau Field's a good one. Alicia puts up here a lighthouse tour. I would not have thought of that.
Oh,
that's a very good one. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we'll play you the clip from Jason Kelce that prompted the question. I think we have sufficiently bleeped it out. He's a very colorful character. And he does mention supper clubs. And Walt gets on Facebook here. Good morning, Walt. Thanks for writing in. Says, one of our great supper clubs. And how do you possibly pick which one? We've got so many good ones here. And Jason's going to tell you about it. But first, let me tell you, coming up on the program today, we're going to talk in just over 10 minutes about Congressman Derek Van Orden's comments after flip-flopping on voting to release the Epstein files. He and all the other Wisconsin Republicans suddenly reversed course because Donald Trump told them to. And we'll play some of what Van Orden, he was given every opportunity to maybe chide the president for dragging his feet on this. And instead, he goes, you know, just goes after the reporter asking him a question. Which checks out because then we're going to play a clip from the president going after a reporter who dared question why the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, a brutal dictator, is sitting in the Oval Office. So we'll play all that. But what I really hope you'll tune in for at 7:35 is our weekly homeroom segment when we will talk to two members of the original Blue Ribbon Commission on Schools in Wisconsin. This thing goes back 7-8 years now. And when they got done with their work, it was hailed as a bipartisan group coming together with just the right reforms to fix school funding in Wisconsin. We thought we were finally there. And then it went to the Republican-controlled legislature, and it has sat there ever since, gathering dust. We're going to talk to two members of that Blue Ribbon Commission about what they recommended and whether it could still happen, if there's still a path forward to a bipartisan plan to fixing Wisconsin and its schools. So that's coming up. Roger on Facebook says a beautiful Door County during cherry blossoms is where he would bring a first-time visitor to Wisconsin. All right, so now having told you that the language is colorful, here's Jason Kelsey talking about his trip with a network football crew and what this poor man had to endure. And in case you missed it at the very end, he does make sure to say that he loved every minute of it, Wisconsin, but we put him through some pain along the way. Give a listen.
Dairy and alcohol for me doesn't sit well.
Over the course of the day, this is my day. I go to Lambeau, get a tour. We go to Legend Larry's, which apparently is a wing spot in the Wisconsin area. I eat chicken wings and fried food there. I have about 7 spotted cows, because when you're in Wisconsin, you're going to drink a spotted cow or two. I go straight from there, an hour drive to this freaking supper club after the 4 o'clock games end. And at the supper club, the first thing you do is the whole thing is you sit at one table by the bar and you order your food there. And while you're ordering your food, you're drinking alcohol, mainly old fashions. So I have an old fashioned there. Then we go to the table. I eat a prime rib the size of the entire plate, all right?
Yeah.
And then I top it off with an ice cream drink. When I tell you, my stomach had no idea what I was doing. Like, there's just fried chicken, prime rib, ice cream drinks, beer, old fashioned. I probably took about 4 years off of my life in one day going to freaking Green Bay, Wisconsin, and chopping it up with these. I had Jägermeister. A guy said, hey, you want to play beer die? We're playing beer die. And he's like, and loser buys. I lost. I was like, all right, what do you guys want to do? What's a Wisconsin drink? And they said Jaeger. I said, I haven't had Jaeger in probably 15 years. Let's do it. My stuff, it was churning all sorts of different ways, but I'm not a bitch, so I handled it fine. But I was like, I don't know what the hell I just did to myself today. And I loved every second of it.
He did. He loved every second of it, Wisconsin. Just an instant classic, and if the folks at Travel Wisconsin don't take that and run with it, you're doing it wrong, guys. So that was fabulous.
I love when non-Wisconsin people come and find all of the lovely Wisconsin things.
Yes, yes, I love it. It's the best, including while we're talking about Packer games, visiting fans, it throws them for a loop how well they're treated.
Yeah,
they're so used to, they're prepared for abuse and that they might have to, you know, shout back and everything. And so it's like, hey, you want a beer or whatever the case may be. It's fabulous. Tony puts, I love Jason Kelsey. He and Travis, they have this podcast. They're super funny. Now, Travis, of course, talks about the Taylor Swift stuff. But Jason's wife, Kelsey, has a podcast of her own. She's hilarious. I can't even imagine being married and hearing your husband describe all the things that they ate. I'm sure she was like, yeah, you stay in Wisconsin until that all clears, okay? We're fine.
I don't need to deal with that.
But again, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It's a weird thing to think about on a cold and foggy Wednesday morning, but that's exactly the perfect time for this question. When the weather clears and it gets a little nicer and a friend or a colleague or family member says they're coming to town and they've never been to Wisconsin, and where are you going to go? Where are you going to take them? What's it going to be? And you know what? Let's try to eliminate the answers that they come up. So we've already mentioned a Packer game and a Badger game and supper clubs. So now let's take those off the table. Let's just see what else is out there. I would throw out there a place with cheese curds. You know, like yeah. I talk about that place on Highway 29, but any local cheese curd place where they can have fresh local curds, I would take them there. I would also consider the huge fiberglass muskie in Hayward, because how often do you get to climb whatever it is, 60 feet up into the belly of a muskie? And when you get to the top of the ladder, you're in the muskie's mouth and you're waving to all the little people below. That's great. Parker's never. You've never heard of that.
What is?
You've never heard of the muskie up in Hayward?
I don't think I've ever heard of the muskie in Hayward.
Oh my gosh! I mean, look. One of the things that Wisconsin's also known for is we love our giant fiberglass animals.
That's a giant fiberglass muskie.
That's what it is, and you can. I think maybe Charlie Behrens has done this. I'm sure other travel podcasters, influencers, whatever they call it, you know, have shown the many large fiberglass structures, usually animals, that you can find dotted all around the landscape. So now you've got some food for thought and some places for thought. Again, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Where are you bringing a first-time visitor to Wisconsin? And give us something nice and unique before we accidentally take your answer, because, you know, there are just so many good ones that are out here. I would even say, I'd add, last year we talked all about minor league baseball games. We have so many small teams in Wisconsin, which means the games are affordable. Yep. They're in a more intimate setting. And yet, because they understand marketing, the food is getting better and better. There's the drink specials. A lot of places have like a porch kind of area out in the outfield where, you know, maybe you get a wristband and, you know, your food and drink are at some kind of a discount.
Well, and they tend to have great places. They tend to have more fun stuff like happening in the stadium too. Yep. Like whether that be between innings or just like promotions going on.
Oh, I love that stuff between innings. Yeah, it's great. Summerfest. I can see people going, I would take them to Summerfest. I'd look for a lineup that has, you know, some particularly good people, and I would take them there. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or you can put it in the comment sections of YouTube and Facebook, either the Civic Media Facebook and YouTube pages or the Up North News Facebook and YouTube pages as well. So again, we'd love to hear more from you. From John in Oshkosh, Packer game at Lambeau, definitely, and then up to the St. Germain area, snowmobiling. Oh, my gosh. One of my favorite trips ever was a snowmobile trip in St. Germain, Eagle River, Tomahawk, somewhere in that area. And you just go from lake to lake to lake on your snowmobile. And you can get some speed going. Oh, let me tell you. It's wonderful.
I'm surprised nobody's mentioned, like, go and see the Bluffs or anything like that.
Oh, Granddad Bluff and all the others. Yep, those are also very real possibilities here. So, again, let's see. John from Oshkosh says, the Wisconsin Ice Fishing Expo in Oshkosh, the largest ice fishing expo in the country. I didn't even know about that.
I didn't either.
Look at all this cool stuff you're giving us already. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And then every so often, you also get this feature in Wisconsin. Surprise sports news. I thought we'd said goodbye to Brandon Woodruff. I was wrong.
I was so happy.
Look at Parker. Look at how happy he is.
I couldn't believe that headline.
You know that not everybody is happy about this. There's people going, oh, we're sending $20 million to a broken down pitcher. Maybe, but there's a... No. There's a lot that can be said about this guy's skill here. Tony says, along the Mississippi 2, they say it's comparable to Highway 1 in California. Yes, the Great River Route. The Great River Road. Yes. So we'll be asking that question throughout the day. So, again, feel free to text in your answers, call in, get in the comment sections as well. All right. We've got a president who puts the BS in MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. We'll talk about some notes in the news coming up. Oh, Alicia, EAA, good example. Thank you again. Keep them coming. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Our question of the day as we come up on 6:23 on this Wednesday. A friend is coming to Wisconsin for the very first time. You can take him anywhere in the state. Where are you going? Tony mentions the Apostle Islands in the comments section of YouTube. Meanwhile, over in the comments section on Facebook, Roger from Stevens Point says, many, many fairs during the summer and the Iola Car Show. all of those things work, and we'll just keep collecting your questions along the or your answers along the way to our question of the day from now until 9 o'clock when Matt Nair on Air takes over here on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right, you might have heard of how some politicians are described as workhorses or show horses. Somehow we ended up with Derek Van Orden, a pugnacious pony. Van Orden joined fellow Wisconsin Republicans in full flip-flop mode yesterday when it came to sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein, only because Donald Trump told them to. They have none of the Wisconsin independence that we look for in leaders, and you can hear it in the clips I'm going to play here. First off, here's Derek Van Orden working so hard not to say anything about Donald Trump that might acknowledge his friendship with the sexual predator. In this first clip from The Hill, he's all about playing tough guy on sexual assault, but can't for a moment think that Trump might wish Van Orden didn't call for capital punishment along the way.
Hey, I'm voting yes. Absolutely yes. Me personally, I think that if anybody's convicted of sexual assault, especially with children, that the death penalty should be on the table. It's absolutely unexcusable. It's a crime that does not go away. It affects these people for a lifetime, and it's abhorrent. Here's something else, though. We have to be very, very crystal clear when we go into this and understand that mysteriously, after the longest shutdown in government history, the Schumer shutdown, the first thing the Democrats did is pull out a redacted email from Epstein to try to smear the president of the United States. And that just shows you how far these people will go. They're willing to use anybody or do anything they possibly can for political power. And it's disgusting. And it's time for that to be over.
Well, let me ask you, because the president has been up and back on the files, as has the attorney general and the FBI director, right? All gung-ho at the beginning and then pulling back. And over the weekend, the president took a hard turn and said, yeah, I'm for it. Let's get these files out there. Are you disappointed it took him this long? How do you feel about that?
Here's what I want to make sure happens. I want all the T's crossed and I's dotted so that anybody who is guilty of sexually assaulting these young ladies go to prison for the rest of their lives. And this is a legal process that has to be done right or they're going to get off. And we cannot do that. The people that have done this, there's only been two people that have gone to jail, Epstein and this Ghislaine Maxwell lady, right? What about all the guys that have been abusing these women? They need to be in prison. In order to send them to prison for a long period of time, you've got to get all your facts right. That's why this is taking such an extended period of time. You must protect the victim and make sure that the perpetrators are going to prison for the rest of their lives. They have no business walking the streets of America.
No, the case has taken a long time because people like Derek Van Orden have been helping the president with a cover-up so that we can find out if Donald Trump, or if not Donald Trump, then other people that he may be protecting are, again, the ones who faced the kind of justice that Van Orden loves to talk tough about. Here, I'll give you a worse example. Listen to him now on CNN. Again, refuse any invitation to tell the president to act by the book from now on. Instead, he keeps mentioning a Stacey Plaskett. Stacey Plaskett is a delegate member of Congress from the Virgin Islands. Give a listen.
I was a Democrat member of Congress on the Oversight Committee responsible for the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, live texting with Jeffrey Epstein during the hearing.
Congressman, Ms. Plaskett,
do we have a limited amount of time because you're going to interview her next? Is that right? Is she going to be on your show and explain herself?
We'd be more than happy to have her on, Congressman. I believe that Mrs. Plaskett has refuted those characterizations. However, that doesn't answer the question of what questions you might have for President Trump based on these emails.
Hold on a second.
Congressman, I asked you about Trump's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. You started talking about Mrs. Plaskett. I want to get your thoughts on President Trump and what you might ask him based on this information that's come out.
I get it. So you're just not going to get away with this. They have time-stamped text messages from Jeffrey Epstein to Ms. Plaskett, and then they have the video.
Congressman, I'm not sure what you're suggesting.
You can literally look down and see her reading.
I'm not sure what you're suggesting that I'm trying to get away with, Congressman. As I said, Ms. Plaskett has refuted those characterizations. I would be more than happy to ask her these questions, but I was asking you specifically, Congressman Van Orden, what questions you have for President Trump about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, given these emails that we've seen, given the photos of them together, given the videos of them together, when the president says Epstein was only friends with Democrats.
Listen, you and I can refute the fact that we're bald. That doesn't mean we're going to grow hair tomorrow. So we have to focus on some really devious things. And when, I mean, I don't think people understand what this means. This woman was responsible for the oversight
okay.
of the
all
investigation.
All right, I think we've again, he will do, he gets the, no, you can't get away with it. It's his interview. He's asking you a question. Anyway, all this would be embarrassing enough if it weren't par for the course for the guy in the Oval Office and cozying up to a supreme leader, another dictator, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, nicknamed MBS, who ordered the murder of a Washington Post reporter. That's barely the tip of the iceberg in that brutal regime. There were Saudis on the plane that carried out the 9/11 attacks. And yet when a reporter asked about the murder of Washington Post reporter Jamal Khashoggi, listen to Trump step in and trash the victim rather than the dictator.
You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
Embarrass our guest by asking a question. Here he is going after an ABC reporter who tried to continue the questioning.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude.
Your attitude.
I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched up. Somebody psychs you over at ABC. They're going to psych you. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter.
The guy really does put the BS in MBS. Coming up in today's history lesson, some blue suede shoes, and Snoop Dogg gives the ultimate Stuart Smalley pep talk to himself. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
History lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
That's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
That's the Carl Perkins one, right? I had to make sure. Carl Perkins recorded Blue Suede Shoes this day in 1955 at Sun Studio in Memphis. Carl Perkins wrote what many consider the first rockabilly hit, and his original version was on the charts for 16 weeks and peaked at number 2 and was covered by many other artists, most notably Elvis Presley, 1 year later. Again, recorded this day in 1955. On this day in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address at a dedication ceremony for the military cemetery that had been put on the battlefield there in Pennsylvania. On this day in 1984, Don Henley released his second solo album, Building the Perfect Beast. Again, one of the quintessential albums of the 1980s and really showing what Don Henley could do now that the Eagles had been broken up, and he figured forever it'd be 10 more years before the Eagles got back together. So Building the Perfect Beast included The Boys of Summer, All She Wants to Do Is Dance, Not Enough Love in the World, Sunset Grill, and more, released this day 41 years ago. On this day in 2002, Michael Jackson, while greeting fans in Berlin from a fifth-floor hotel balcony, shocks the onlookers by dangling his newborn son, Prince Michael II, over the side of the railing. I'm guessing, Parker, you've never seen that video or photos of it.
I have not. That's, how do I put this? Not a good idea.
No, not a good idea. Not a good idea. By the way, I think Roger's on my side here. I'm questioning whether that was the Elvis version of Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh, was that it?
It says, as noted, Carl Perkins' version starts off a bit slower. So I'm going to have you chase down that link, and if so, we'll play so people can hear the difference. Because I thought that sounds a little Elvis-y there, doesn't it? Anyway, let's carry on with things here. On this day in 1988, Bon Jovi started a two-week run at the top of the singles charts with the lead single from the band's album, New Jersey. This would be Bon Jovi's third single at the top of the charts. And Alicia jumps on YouTube and says, I remember that. I know. I love when people rave about a group like, say, Bon Jovi. And I say, oh, yeah, I listened to them in college. No way. They're not that old. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. They think you're not that old.
Maybe that's it.
I would take it that way, Pat.
Yeah, that's it. No, you know, when I worked at the college radio station at UW-Eau Claire, 89.7 FM, WUEC, played a lot of up-and-coming artists like U2 and Bon Jovi and others. Madonna was new on, all those who are new on the scene, still going after all these years. Let's do some birthdays. Former Governor Tommy Thompson is 84 years old today. Actress Allison Janney, 66. Meg Ryan is 64 today. Jodie Foster is 63. Actor Adam Driver is 42 years old today. On this day in 1990, Grammy history was made over this song. Oh, this is on me again. I did not cue it up to the chorus for you here.
Quite well.
I know. I am sure I gave you the Carl Perkins version of Blue Suede Shoes, however. I know.
Oh, wait, you definitely did.
I definitely did.
I genuinely just saw Blue Suede Shoes and went, okay, Elvis, typed it in.
See, that's why I went out of my way to tell people it was the Carl Perkins version, and I forgot to tell you on the front end.
No, you
did. Much like I'm talking to my kids when they hear a song and I go, oh, that was done already. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was.
And no, yeah, it was. I just didn't read. Yeah.
That's okay.
Words are hard sometimes.
Anyway, the song we should be playing here is Girl, You Know It's True by Milli Vanilli. You can take that one out. Well, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences stripped the 1989 Best New Artist Grammy from Milli Vanilli because it turned out the two guys didn't actually sing on their debut album. It was the first time a Grammy has ever been revoked. On this day in 2004, Malice at the Palace, the worst brawl in NBA history, results in several players being suspended. Several players and fans were charged with assault and battery at the, what was it called, the Palace of Auburn Hills, where the Detroit Pistons played for many years. And a fight just, you know, broke out between players and fans and spread like wildfire up through a couple of different sections of the arena. It was just absolutely embarrassing. There's just no other way to put it, with rightly so a lot of charges being filed on that.
There are few sports things that scare me, and that one scares me. That was
it
bad.
Should. I mean, I was afraid that we were ushering in, you know, a whole new era of, you know, fan violence in sports, and I'm very glad that has not proved to be the case. On this day in 2005, the number one song on the mainstream rock chart is from Shinedown. All right, so that's Save Me from 2005, and I said the number one song on the mainstream rock chart, which brings us to a little music chart trivia.
Oh, boy.
We usually refer to the main Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Yeah. So what is this mainstream rock chart? Well, it's also from Billboard. It used to be called Album Rock. That's how I know it, or we called it AOR back in the day, Album Oriented Rock. Now it's called Mainstream Rock. So here's the trivia. If I told you the Beatles had the most number one songs on the Hot 100, they had 20 number one singles on the Hot 100, that makes sense. So now tell me, which singer or band has had the most number one songs on the mainstream or album rock chart? You got any guesses?
Taylor Swift.
No, this is album rock. I didn't make it that hard. I'm actually playing it. It's Shinedown.
Oh.
Shinedown had 21 number one songs on the Billboard mainstream rock chart. There you go. On this day in 2012, Rihanna released Unapologetic, her seventh album in 8 years. The lead single became a number one hit. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Diamond was written by Sia. Rihanna took it to number one on her album Unapologetic, released to this day 13 years ago. And on this day in 2018, boy, we're specializing in bleeped clips today. So here's Snoop Dogg getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this day in 2018. And in his speech, he thanks, well, listen to who he thanks for the honor of all that has turned him into the star that he became. Snoop?
Thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad mother.
I figured the screaming goat would work better there instead of a bleep.
I appreciate the screaming
goat. You get the idea. Snoop is very proud of himself, and it would later go on to inspire the title track of his next album. Did you, as I was bullying you from afar here, did you find a little Carl Perkins to play for us as well?
Carl Perkins.
Two for the show.
There we go.
Three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Look, Elvis did a lot of great things, but Carl Perkins had the better version of this. But yeah, I'm mentioning all these folks from going way back, and Alicia puts up on YouTube, "You're killing me, Pat. This is all my 20s. Yes, I get it. She says, "My kids listened to My Chemical Romance. When I was my oldest age, we listened to them. I thought the music I listened to in my 20s would be uncool now. But apparently My Chemical Romance still has some staying power." Tony says, "Next time we play Shinedown, we got to play 45, which is a fantastic song." So that's good. And as far as Michael Jackson dangling his newborn son over the balcony, Tony asks, who hasn't endangered a child on TV and not lost custody? Well,
yeah,
that was a big old no-no. On the calendar for today, Mr. Olson, what do we have?
On the calendar today, it is Anti-Bullying Week, Pat.
See, and that's why I've tried so hard from 200 miles away from Parker to you know, behave myself.
A little deserved bullying, I think, is okay. I think the situation is fine, Pat.
You know, it wasn't our finest segment. You know, mistakes were made by both of us. We both wronged each other, but there was no bullying involved.
No, there may be bullying involved.
Mostly.
Yeah. No, there may be bullying involved in National Play Monopoly Day, Pat.
Oh, we're not doing National Monopoly Day?
National Play Monopoly.
All right. I can feel Sherry wincing right now as she's driving to work right now, because she knows, and if I hadn't mentioned this before, I wouldn't, but I swear to you, I'm telling you the truth, playing Monopoly, if people go, what was your first fight as a married couple? Oh, there's so many things you could throw out there that would cause your first fight. Ours was playing Game of Monopoly, and we haven't played since. We've just agreed that love is stronger than a board game.
I didn't know that you had played it.
To this day, you know, I will tell you what she did wrong, and she'll tell you what she thinks I did wrong. And obviously, that's not something we're not going to mark today's National Play Monopoly Day. What's next?
Next is National Camp Day, or Camping Day, rather.
Let me go ahead and tell you how much I love my wife.
Oh, boy.
Another one of those things we will not do, because the prospect of putting up the tent and then building the fire, hopefully, maybe, and everything else. Camping is a great activity for some folks. Not for everybody. Not necessarily. If that's your thing, you just enjoy. You go for it. What else?
It is National Integration Day.
Oh, no. I don't know if you saw who's president now. No, that's verboten. Yeah.
Sorry about that. We have to get rid of the DEI national days.
Yeah, apparently. No, we're not. We're not. It's National Integration Day for a reason, so that all the normal people out there can celebrate the big, wide, diverse population that we have and be a bit more welcoming and inclusive to folks, which leads me to one other point that's coming up here. there's a new campaign called We Ain't Buying It. It's a couple of national groups, including Indivisible, that have put this together. And they're asking folks on just the Black Friday weekend, just for those 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Cyber Monday, too, is to not shop at Amazon, Target, or Home Depot. Target, of course, caved into the anti-DEI crowd. Amazon, for its worker safety issues, and Home Depot for allowing ICE arrests, in their stores and parking lots. Not a boycott permanently, but just for those 4 days on Black Friday. And if you want more information, go to weaintbuyingit.com to learn more. That's today's history lesson. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Here is your chance to call in at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Parker Olson's going to pick up the phone, and then we're going to talk to you about where you would take a first-time visitor to Wisconsin. Where would you go? If you could take them anywhere, show them the sights or certain foods or events, what would it be? 855-75-CIVIC. You can call that number. You can text it. Use the Civic Media app for that. Or just record a little voice note using the Civic Media app and tell us about some place where you would bring a first-time visitor. And if you have trouble with it, with thinking, well, who would that first-time visitor be? Let's say after we played that Jason Kelce clip earlier, let's pretend he never came to Wisconsin, and it's Jason Kelce coming to Wisconsin. This big, burly, brash football player, and he's like, he gets off the plane, and you're in charge of being his Wisconsin tour guide. And he goes, okay, what are we doing? So where are you going? Take it from there. While we wait for your answers there or in the comment sections of Facebook and YouTube, Parker has some entertainment news for us.
Yes, Pat. Paul Stanley from Kiss, he says that they may still be releasing more music. Despite their age and the recent passing of one
yes. of the members, well, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's hinting that there might be new music. Well, I think I know why. And I'm a little surprised that TMZ didn't mention this. Yeah. They were one of the first groups that signed over their vocal rights to AI. They have licensed somebody to use AI and create more music with their voices after they're gone.
Sure.
So when he says there's more music, it could be that he's saying, hey, they've already worked up the first album, since they've, are not a full group anymore, shall we say?
Yeah.
But they may sound like a full group again. So it's like we said, the robots are coming. Robot Kiss is going to be here before you know it. I don't think you can put makeup on the robots, but well, you can on the AI version of them.
Robo Kiss sounds like a bad movie.
Robo Kiss. Yeah, that was Schwarzenegger's attempt at a rom-com, and it just did not work at all. All right. What else do we have on the entertainment front today?
We have also got, I don't know if you were into Hunger Games at all. Or
not
if your kids
really,
were.
Not really, but I mean, I know it. I've seen clips of it. I'm sure it's not a bad movie series at all, but what's happening with it?
There is a stage version of it. It's a play. Seems like a weird idea to me, and it's getting mixed reviews. Basically for that, one critic says that there's little emotional impact. We are watching children die and should be hit hard, but it doesn't. I don't know how badly you could write a play to make that not emotional.
Yeah, and look, the folks know me well enough to know that they're going to say, they're going to know what I'm about to say. Why didn't I watch The Hunger Games? Because, again, my entertainment is not necessarily based on people dying, much less teenagers. And that's a lot of what the, teenagers are selected to fight to the death in, as part of this dystopian novel from which the movies and now the play is based off of. And that's fine for people that want to see that. I really can't envision how you turn it into a stage play. I mean, you'd need it to be in some place like the Las Vegas Sphere or something. You know?
No, reviews have said that it's like visually it's a really big spectacle, but it just misses the story of Hunger Games.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. I should also note from an entertainment standpoint, I will once again suggest the Netflix series Wednesday because we just finished season 2. And I know all the binge watchers out there are going, well, way to catch up. It's been months, but it takes us a while. And I'll gush as much about season 2 as I did season 1. I think Jenna Ortega is just the perfect fit to play Wednesday Addams. This is based on the old Addams Family TV series. It's a little darker. The TV show is campy. And, if you're easily frightened by visual effects and things, maybe it's not your cup of tea, but it is funny. It's very funny. It's sarcastic and subversive. Can you imagine that? I would like a show that's funny, sarcastic, and subversive.
I know it.
It's kind of a mystery. But Catherine Zeta-Jones plays Morticia Addams. Luis Guzman plays Charles Addams, the father figure. Fred Armisen as Uncle Fester is just amazing. And Steve Buscemi is one of the main guest stars in this season, playing the new principal of the Nevermore Academy, where all the outcasts go and try to live life without being constantly chased after by the normies, all of us normal people out there.
Is that what they call them, normies?
Yes, normies versus outcasts. And it does kind of raise that question, which team are you? And I'm not saying you have to have a superpower right now, but yeah, normie versus outcast. There are... Can I feel like the most outcast normie out there? Because I definitely don't feel like an outcast. I don't feel that rebellious or powerful, but definitely not normal all the time, you know?
No, certainly not, Pat. No.
Which tribe are you all in? 855-75-CIVIC is the phone number. 855-752-4842. Now, again, coming up in our next hour, coming up at 7:35, we're going to have our weekly homeroom segment. And we're going to be talking about a Blue Ribbon Commission that 7 years ago put forth some recommendations. It was made up of Republicans and Democrats. And for once and for all, they were going to get to the bottom of how we pay for schools in Wisconsin. How do we pay to educate our kids? And let's come up with some bipartisan ideas that could work. And they did. They had some great ideas. So where are they? Well, even though some of the legislators on that commission were in the legislature afterwards, they could not get their colleagues to move forward. Why was that? So we will talk to two members of that Blue Ribbon Commission. Julie Underwood is the former dean of the UW-Madison School of Education. Sandy Pope is a former state legislator and is going to talk about the Blue Ribbon Commission and whether it's possible to save school funding. Again, our question of the day, a friend is coming to Wisconsin for the very first time, and you can take them anywhere in the state. Where are you taking them? We've got all of that, and then Melissa Baldoff and Earl Ingram in our 8 o'clock hour as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. Sign up for our newsletters there as well. Back after the 7 o'clock news here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.